marriage, the parent negotiations.
We live in a society where the haram is easy, while many of our parents make the halal hard. Now, why do you gotta make it hard? I don't think many parents understand the trials we have to go through. I mean, it's already hard enough with the thousand temptations we have around us, especially living in the West where clothed people are walking around naked. Corporations understand the strength of these urges, and that's why they use it to sell their products. But it seems that many of our parents still don't get it, though. Maybe it's because they've forgotten how it is to be young. Or maybe it's because they got married when they were young and they didn't have to go through this trial. It's okay, have fun when you're young, get married when you get older. How am I supposed to have fun? Alone? You see, we're all human beings, and being social is part of our nature. And if you take that away, it only makes it harder. Think about it. How does society punish its worst people?
Oh, I know.
Yes? Okay, society punishes its worst people by sending them to prison. That's correct.
Yeah.
Now, prison itself punishes its worst criminals by putting them into cells by themselves. It's called solitary confinement. Basically, they try to make them lonely. Yes, the worst punishment they do to the worst criminals is to make them lonely. And yet there's brothers and sisters out there who try to play it off and pretend that they want to be alone. Hey bro, when are you gonna settle down and start looking for someone to marry?
Nah, got too many things on my mind.
What things?
You know, things.
Hey, what's that? Oh, no, don't look. Oh no, it's there too. I need to get married.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. So to protect ourselves from these temptations, some of us try to follow the sunnah and try to get married young. But sometimes our parents set up these roadblocks, which makes it almost impossible to get married. Let me break it down for you.
Making the announcement.
Hey dad, I think I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to look for someone. Uh-huh. So yeah, I'm interested in getting married.
Oh, you're very funny.
So why are we laughing?
We are laughing because you're a comedian. Now go into your room and make those little videos. I'm busy.
Choosing your spouse.
Some parents push you towards one direction for marriage. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, Dad, does it make a difference who I marry?
Of course, you can choose whoever you want.
Wow, really? What a relief. For a second, I thought you're gonna... Okay, this is cool. You're gonna let me choose?
You can choose whoever you want. As long as they live in this country, this city, this neighborhood, live on this block, and live on this street.
Oh, that's my cousin.
Fantastic, we have made a great decision.
We?
Your marriage, their wedding.
Okay, Dad, I've been saving and I think I got a great job, so I think I'm financially ready.
You won't have enough until your 30s.
Why so long?
By the time you finish school, establish your career, pay off our wedding, you'll be well into your 30s.
What do you mean pay off your wedding?
Yes, you may be getting married, but it is our wedding.
And we want a magnificent wedding. With your money, of course. Of course.
Doctor or engineer?
Okay, I still don't understand why I have to wait so long.
By that time, your school will be finished.
Okay, will you at least let me choose which career path I want?
Of course. You can choose to be a doctor or an engineer. Or a doctor, or even an engineer, or you can just get your PhD.
Yeah, but the field I'm in, computer science, makes great money.
I know, but there's a difference between saying, this is my son Ali, he plays with computers, and this is my son Ali, Dr. Ali, who has a PhD. Did I mention he's a doctor?
The wedding debate.
Okay, everything else aside. I really want to start my marriage on the right foot.
Right foot is good.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that I don't want a mixed wedding.
You see, wedding is like a salad. You have cucumbers and tomatoes and lettuce, and by themselves, they're just by themselves. But when you mix them all up, you have salad. And what is a wedding without salad?
Huh? Okay, what I'm trying to say is that I want a halal wedding.
Why are you worried? The meat is halal.
I'm not worried about the meat. I'm worried about everything else. Do you know what I'm saying? If all this stuff sounds silly, it's because it is. These are the loops that many kids have to go through when they negotiate with their parents. Your kids are eventually going to reach an age where they're ready to get married. And instead of making an obstacle course for them, why not make it easy for them? If you haven't figured out by now, your kids want to get married. If you don't believe me, ask them. And for many young people, they realize that Islam is more important than any culture. You see, as much as they love you, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. I don't understand how we Muslims could be proud of any culture that conflicts with Islam. Our cultures didn't give us honor. Islam gave us honor. All our past civilizations were living in Jahiliyyah before Islam came and enlightened us. But yet you still see many parents doing ignorant actions like forced marriages. It's not only backwards, it's haram. Look, your kids want a suitable spouse that they can match with. Now that doesn't mean that they always make the right decision, so your advice is important. But advice is not making their only selection their cousin from back home. Do you know what I'm saying? Your kids know what I'm saying. You see, your kids grew up here with a completely different culture than the one you grew up with back home. So that doesn't mean that necessarily if you find someone from back home, it's going to work out. Many times there's a culture conflict and things don't work out. At the end of the day, you as a parent want your kids to be successful. And that success is not determined by how beautiful the girl is or what kind of fancy degree the guy has. More importantly, it has to do with the ideas they carry and the way they carry themselves. And of course, the overall iman of the person. Because inshallah, if they are strong with their deen, that's going to make an impact on how they're going to be treating your daughter or son. Do you know what I'm saying? This is Ali reminding you just in case you forgot.